Let's get into it with Colorado U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, who joins us live from the Beltway. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
April and Ed with you. This is a plan. Did you want to see this plan in its current form passed? And what's the best thing in this bill for middle-class Coloradans?
I think for middle-class Coloradans, it means they get to keep more of their money in their own pockets instead of sending it to Washington. If you're a single parent family, if you're a single parent, you have one child earning $41,000 a year, next year you're going to see a nearly 75% reduction in the taxes you pay. That means you're going to see over $1,000 in tax reductions you'll be able to keep instead of sending off to the IRS.
Now, Senator Gardner, I believe you here, but I keep hearing, and it's my question of the morning, 2027, 10 years from now, everybody's saying everything's going to come back, the crows come back to roost, as the expression might go, and then we have to pay for this thing, and we might be paying more in taxes than we are right now.
Well, first of all, I think these taxes should be made permanent. I think they should be extended, and I think the only reason they would not be extended is if people vote against a tax cut. So I think they'll be made permanent. But I also think this is going to result in economic growth. If you're a median family household, a family of four, you're going to see a nearly 60% tax reduction next year. So I think those families, those businesses that receive tax cuts are going to invest in the economy, grow the economy, and will actually turn this into a positive like we've seen in previous efforts.
This bill gets rid of the Obamacare mandate. How do you feel about that for Coloradans who maybe depended on that?
This gives Coloradans a choice. They no longer are forced to buy a plan that they can't afford and be fined by the IRS or taxed by the IRS if they don't. Over 100,000 Coloradans are fined or taxed by the IRS for not buying an Obamacare policy. Nearly 80% of them earn less than $50,000 a year. This is one of the most unfair aspects of the Affordable Care Act, where the government was forcing people who couldn't afford it to buy overpriced policies. And I think that's why this is important to, as we work toward real health care reforms, to provide relief to American families who cannot afford the outrageous expense of Obamacare.
And Senator, with the everything that's been going on, the passing right down party lines, are the priorities of Washington the same as the priorities of the American people, do you think?
Well, I think the priorities, at least that I have taken with me from Colorado to Washington, is making sure that Coloradans get to keep more of their own dollars, that Washington gets out of Colorado's way, and that we give people throughout all four corners of the state the opportunity to thrive, to live better lives, and to do what they want to do instead of what Washington dictates. And so that's a principle that I fight for each and every day.
When are you coming back to Colorado for the holidays?
We've got to fund the government through the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Get a lot of basic work like reauthorizing CHIP through the rest of the next year, and so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Thanks, Senator. We appreciate it.
Sure, I guess is a long way to say it.
But you are coming back, aren't you?
I am coming back. That's right.
Yeah, wife and family called. They wanted me to tell you to come back home.
I think I've got some gift wrapping I have to do. That's right. Exactly right.